AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to AskPat 2.0, episode 1049. This is a podcast where I coach an entrepreneur like you. I actually coach, and you get to listen in like a fly on a wall and hopefully take home some information that'll help you and your business too. Also, Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first episode in 2019. I hope your year is off to an amazing start, and I'm excited to chat today with Pam Farley, who has a business that kind of, it was interesting because in this conversation, I found out that her target audience, the audience that she targeted with her email, was actually not her majority audience. And she went through a launch and things didn't go the way she thought. And we dive into that and discover some ways to be able to best take advantage of what she has built and how to better organize her thoughts and her approach with the audiences that she has built. Now, before we get to Pam and our coaching call together, two things. Number one, make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And number two, I do want to give a big shout out and thank you to FreshBooks.com, an amazing piece of software and company that allows you to remove all the headaches in your business related to in and around your finances. Whether you are somebody who bills and creates invoices or not, this is a tool that you should be using to keep track of your finances. You know, it's the start of the year. Let's get on the right foot with keeping track of things so that A, you can understand what's working and what's not, but most of all, B, so that you can have everything you need come tax season so you can understand how cash is flowing through your business. And if you do any invoicing, you can create an invoice in less than 30 seconds, very professional, and you're able to get paid for the services that you offer. So if you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, a complete free trial, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now let's get to the coaching call with Pam. Here she is. Pam, thank you so much for coming on AskPat 2.0. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. I'm super stoked to be here.
Yeah, I'm stoked too. So Pam, why don't you tell everybody who's listening and myself, what is it that you do and how can we help you?
I have a blog, brownthumbmama.com. I am an author and a direct seller, and I am coming on my website, helps people, primarily moms, choose more safe and natural options for their family. So getting rid of the 409 cleaner, getting rid of soda, making healthier choices in their eating, in their cleaning. And so I have some specific questions about that niche for you today, Pat.
Great. How long have you been blogging and talking about that topic?
Since 2009 and professionally since 2015. That's when I was able to quit my office job and work on the blog full time.
That's so awesome. And just to reiterate the URL for everybody in case they wanted to go there, that's brownthumbmama.com, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Fantastic. I think it's a beautiful niche to be in, obviously, with the trends, especially, and everybody worried about safety. And just I think it's a perfect space to be in. So congratulations for doing this professionally and being able to quit your job. I think that's amazing. I'd love to perhaps maybe at a later date dig into that journey for you. But I'd love to do what I can to help you out today. So what are you kind of struggling with? What's on your mind?
Well, my big question is about my niche. When I started Brown Thumb Mama, because a lot of the other moms at the office were asking me, how do you make your own cleaners? How do you survive on one income, which we were doing at that time during the recession. Mm-hmm. And so my avatar is a mom of younger kids who is, of course, concerned about safety and health and natural choices. And so my articles are pointed in that direction. However, I surveyed my audience maybe a year and a half ago, and I found out that most of them are in their 40s and 50s and are empty nesters.
Oh, yeah.
So, which I was befuddled by. So I pivoted a little and I started writing articles like natural ways to balance your hormones and get better sleep without taking pills. Mm-hmm. And those articles did not take off. I'm kind of in a quandary. Do I continue doing what I'm doing that works, imagining my avatar person being younger with kids, or do I continue trying to write to the people who I know are reading, but my first forays into that, those topics didn't take off?
Awesome question. And I think this is a very common thing to run surveys and then use that data to reflect what it is that you do. And I think that was a very smart move. But we're obviously seeing in the data and in your results that, well, perhaps that audience isn't quite as responsive. So it's kind of interesting. It's like you were writing for a different audience than you thought you had. And what I want to get at really quick for everybody listening is that surveys are fantastic. You get a lot of data from that. However, it should be one of a few things you should use for any major changes in direction or pivoting, right? So I'm curious to know, how else are you communicating with your audience? Do you have any groups or other means of communicating with them?
I have a weekly email newsletter, which I'm getting some good chit-chat back and forth with them. I've started encouraging them to, tell me where you're going camping this summer. And
awesome.
Tell me what your favorite thing is to cook at home. I don't have any groups yet.
Okay. In that email list and in those communications, do you have any idea of the avatar of the people who are responding to you? Does it match your survey or does it match the...
I took my email list and I ran it through Facebook as a... I forget the exact steps that I learned somewhere, but you run your email list through Facebook and it gives you demographics.
Yes.
And so that was one of the ways that I found out that a lot of the people on my email list seem to be older. A lot of retirees, even that list skewed much, much older.
Okay. Gotcha. And then, so a few questions here for you, Pam, as I dig deeper into this, and thank you for being open about this. This is really fun, actually. Number one, how large is your email list at this time, if you don't mind sharing?
About 7,000 people.
7,000. And we found out through not just the survey, but the conversations that you're having, that this seems to be of the older demographic, the 40s to 50s. Okay. Number two, how much traffic are you getting to your website currently per month?
150,000 to 200,000 a month.
Wow. That is... First of all, that's huge. Those numbers are huge. Really? Congratulations. That's so cool.
Oh, cool.
How are you generating revenue? Is it through advertising products? Give me some insight on that.
Advertising. I am an affiliate for a few products that match my brand, and I also sell some printables, garden-related printables.
Awesome. This is really cool. So I think it's interesting because a majority of your traffic has yet to come on your email list. And so it seems to me that, and I'm just kind of speculating here based on my experience, is that because of who you are and your personality, I would imagine that the 40 to 50 year old demographic is really responding to you and wants to learn more from you because you have a lot more than just cleaning products that you could potentially help them with. You said, you're already writing a lot of articles related to that. But a majority of the traffic may be, like you said, of the moms who have kids at home still. And so it's almost like you have two different audiences here who, yes, they want the same thing, but they want it in different ways because of where they're at in their life. So how have you thought of perhaps segmenting this audience so you know exactly who is on your list and what you could serve them with?
I have sent I couldn't really call it a survey, but I sent an email that said, hey, I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. Which one of these sentences applies to you?
Nice.
I plan on growing a garden this year. And that sentence clicked over to one of my blog posts about starting a garden. So I had three different statements, which one applies to you, and then I could track where they went based on which article they clicked, if it was low tech, but it did the job. My email people are gardening, but my readers, my blog readers are kind of broken up between gardening, natural living, and essential oils. So I feel like I'm all over the place. I mean, it fits my brand, but
right.
Lots of different avenues.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is very similar to the journey that I've had, Pam, where, you know, I talk about online business, but within online business, there are all kinds of demographics from, you know, teenagers all the way to, you know, baby boomers who want to support their retirement accounts, to people who like podcasting, to people who would rather write. And so I often struggle with this as well. And what has been most helpful is to think about how can I know exactly who is in my audience and segment them as such. And then being able to, as I'm creating content, to understand, okay, this article that I'm writing is for specifically this group of people. So when I publish it on the blog, knowing that it's also really, really relevant to this particular demographic, I'm going to go a little bit more aggressive with making sure that they see this article. So I will send an email out to that particular segment, and I'll leave out other segments where it wouldn't make sense. For example, if I write an article on advanced SEO strategies, I know to not send it to people on my list who are literally just starting out, because I mean, it would be very overwhelming and unnecessary for them to learn. So what I'm getting at is, in your email list, it's great that you've already learned a little bit about them. If you could somehow, and there are tools that are able to allow you to do this, segment your audience such that when you write an article about, for example, like you said, natural and holistic ways to balance your hormones, you can segment out those, or only send, you could segment out those who you know on the list that are not quite at that point yet, or vice versa. You can only send it to just those people. So I love this, because you're growing. And this is one of the most common growing pains is, wow, I started in a very niche space, and now I seem to be attracting new kinds of people. How do I continue to serve everybody when I'm growing? And segmentation would be the answer. So,
got it.
If you were to think ahead 6 months from now, for example, in an ideal world, what would your production workflow be if you knew exactly who was in your audience? And I to me, it just seems like there's basically two: the ones that you have on your email list currently, mostly, and perhaps getting more people on your email list from the other side, which is the moms at home. And you know, the way that you would do that is when you write an article for one, you have either a lead magnet or something that relates to that particular audience. Again, in the approach of that content, knowing exactly who that's for. It's okay that you have multiple audiences. It's not okay if you are writing articles trying to please everybody, because when you do that, you're actually not giving any of them the thing that they need, right? Because you're trying to get everybody in there. So I would say, like, this is really cool, because now it seems like now you have two different audiences that you could provide for. And when you write articles, you essentially just have to think of one. When you create products, you think of one and you create it, and you send emails to them, and you just think about them. Not that you're leaving the other ones out, because you also have content for them too, but they don't need to see those things. You know, yes, they'll see it all in one spot on your blog, but in the more direct communication via email, well, they would only see the ones that would be relevant for them.
Exactly. So I want to work on, I think the content that I have now is a little bit more advanced as far as the green living stuff. I have not been covering super basic things like why you don't want to microwave food in plastic, and why you would want to stop using saran wrap and have a plastic free kitchen. So, because those are just part of my life.
Right.
So I need to talk about those basic things, and then I can get some of the people who are newer, you know, the busy mom who's like, oh, I'm just going to throw the kids' cuisine meal in the microwave, and please no.
Yeah, don't do that. So what, so next steps for you, based on our conversation, what do you think your next steps might be?
Well, I clearly need to find out a little bit more about my people. And you had said that there's software or tools. Is that something I can just look up on the site, your site, that we recommend?
I'm curious, what email service provider are you using?
I'm still with MailChimp.
Okay. And MailChimp does have this capability. I recommend ConvertKit, because it is a little bit easier as well. But essentially what you would do is, the next time you write an article, think about exactly mm-hmm. who it's for. Is it for, you know, group A or group B? And think about who might want to, you know, learn more from you in that particular audience, and how might you get their email? So it could be, for example, a lead magnet that relates to that particular audience, that you know that if people take the next step to download that thing, then you kind of can already put them in that bucket, and they would join a particular segment of your email list. Because when you put a form on your website, you could likely select, okay, well, they're going to go into this group. And
yes, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you probably have a backlog of articles that you could also go and put forms in that can automatically drop people into specific buckets, so that you can start to, again, when you go in your email list, you go, okay, like, here's an article for this group, I'm going to send it to just them because it really relates to them. Or here's an article to group B, I'm going to send it to them. And then you kind of build, you know what I mean? You kind of build your database, not one giant one, but you have like your group A database and your group B database.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then what's really cool is now when you go to group A and you go, hey, what are you struggling with right now? You're going to get all this information from the busy moms and all the articles that you could potentially write, all the podcasts that you can create, all the products that you can create. And you can ask the exact same question to group B and get very different answers. But now you have ways that you could serve both communities and continue to expand and grow. Because what's cool is now that you are serving two different audiences, now you have essentially twice as many kinds of people to bring new people into your brand who can then self-select into one or the other categories.
Awesome. Okay.
How does
and I have different ways that they can opt in, different teasers to bring them into my list. I'm actually working on a new lead magnet right now.
Oh, awesome.
But I had not been put, I've just been putting them in the subscribers bucket. I had not been segmenting. So this is, I could end up with three lists. I could end up with gardeners as a separate list if
You totally could. And what's cool is in the future, if you have this big list of even a small targeted list of gardeners, you could go to, for example, a podcaster who is a gardener podcaster and go, hey, I have a whole list of gardeners who would love to hear your show or hear an interview.
Do you
want to answer these questions for my audience? And I'll send them your way. And maybe you'd like to share, you know, some stuff about holistic living that's, you know, on the tangent of gardening with your audience. And you can develop these relationships instead of asking somebody who's like, hey, you know, I talk about like these three different things and, you know, I'd love to be a guest on your show. Well, I mean, your stuff kind of relates, as opposed to I have a targeted list and you know exactly what the numbers are. They're going to be a lot more excited about that. It's just going to help you clear the cobwebs in your mind, which is kind of what you came in with. And hopefully that sounds exciting to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
and a little overwhelming because that seems like a lot of people to manage communications with.
Right. And there are going to be, you know, emails that you send out that are relevant for everybody. Right. So you would send it to your whole list, but then there are also going to be articles that would be just more suited for one. The most important thing is to just try to keep it simple, because it's very easy to, when you start segmenting your audience, to get into just a giant rabbit hole where you now have like 10 different segments and it's just like, oh, I don't even, like, you know, it can get very confusing. So I would just start with two, maybe three, but just two to start with, and just keep it simple. Use your existing email service provider to just drop them into different buckets as they communicate or interact with you, and then just, you know, offer value and serve them in the best way possible now that you know who they are and where they exist. It's just going to make communication a lot easier. Cool, Pam.
Super exciting.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Awesome.
I mean, there's obviously many, many more things that you could do in the future after you segment, but I think that perhaps we can save that for a later conversation once you start to build out these little segments and buckets, essentially, in your audience. And if I had a recommendation for you for a book that would help with this, if this is going to be your focus in the new year, it would be a book called Ask by Ryan Levesque.
Oh, and I have it. It's right behind me.
There it is right there. that would be good homework. And what's nice about that book is he tells you right up front, like, the meat of the content that you would need is at the second half of the book. And he actually gives you the page number. because the first half is just how he came up with the formula. So if you wanted to fast track to understand what questions to ask and how to create those buckets, second half of the book would be where to start.
Understood. Okay. Well, I will get that down and crack it open and read.
Cool, Pam. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming on. You are actually the first person to be coached here in 2019. And I hope this inspires everybody. And we'll have to check in with you later in the year and bring you back on and see how things are going. Is that okay?
Yes, please. I would love that.
All right. Pam, you're amazing. Thank you so much. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that call with Pam. Again, you can find her at brownthumbmama.com. And I'm excited to chat with her later this year, perhaps, to see how things go after she starts organizing her list and her content and her just targeting. It's going to be awesome. And the recommended resource that was mentioned in this episode again was the book Ask, A-S-K period. And it was written by Ryan Levesque, L-E-V-E-S-Q-U-E. Comes highly recommended. It's almost kind of like mandatory reading for anybody doing entrepreneurship. Again, that's Ask by Ryan Levesque. Thank you again for listening in. I appreciate you. Let's start off the year right and let's leave a review for the show. If you haven't done so yet, let's get that out of the way. You know you want to do it if you've gotten value from this. And even if you haven't, I'm always welcome for feedback and whatnot as well. So here to help, here to serve you. Cannot wait for all that's to come in 2019. We got a lot more episodes coming your way. And of course, we always bring people back. And that'll probably happen midway through the year and also at the end of the year. So make sure you stick around because we got a lot of stories to tell, a lot of people to coach, and a lot of entrepreneurs to serve. So here we go. AskPat.com if you want to fill out your application to potentially get coached just like Pam today. And lastly, just keep crushing it. Love you guys. Thanks so much. Team Flynn for the win.